Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I remember last year my young daughter came home from school and she was really excited because they had learned all about fire safety. This is something we have to keep in mind, although sometimes things can go a little too far when we're talking about things like flame retardants. Is the truth too hot to handle? Well, Lisa and Ron Barris are going to tell us what is going on and why these are not the best things to have. Hello, Lisa. Hello, Ron. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you. Boy, oh boy. You know, they sound good in theory, and obviously we all want to protect our children and ourselves and our homes and our loved ones, but flame retardants have really gotten out of control. So there was a class of chemicals called brominated flame retardants that have been added for, you know, eons to products, and what they're really made to do is inhibit ignition, slow the rate of combustion, and ideally, you know, reduce the risk of household fires. But they have a very sinister effect on our health, and they're made because, you know, certain materials are naturally flammable, but these flame retardant chemicals can impact the developing brain, and they have a host of negative health consequences, you know, that we are subjected to when they're in our homes and in products just permeating our homes. They're in furniture, they're in mattresses, they're in car seats and a lot of strollers, children's products. They're even in electronics and the cases on cell phones and computers. So we are immensely exposed to these chemicals, and they can alter children's brain development and cause learning and behavioral problems, which, of course, are, you know, immensely on the rise right now. We're seeing so much of that. And what's really scary is children particularly have a higher level of these in their bodies than adults. And EWG and Duke University just did a really large study on this, on a chemical called TDCIPP, otherwise known as chlorinated tris. And this is a chemical that they basically were using to replace brominated flame retardants. Mm. And they found that toddlers, every single toddler in the study tested, had five times the average of flame retardant chemicals found in their bodies than in their mothers. And in the most extreme case, the children had 23 times higher levels than the mother. So what happened with legislation was this class of brominated flame retardants were just wreaking havoc on health, that two of them were phased out, and then just literally a couple of years ago, they started phasing out the other one, the DECA. There's Penta, Octa, and DECA. And they started replacing them with chemicals that were supposed to be healthier, but as we're finding out, this is not the case, as happens in so many things. We talked about this with BPA, and the replacement chemicals that are coming up for BPA are turning out to be just as bad. And I think, like, consumers really get bamboozled when they see tags saying, you know, BPA-free or free of a particular chemical. They think it's safe, and they don't really realize, but wait a minute, what are they replacing this chemical with? So it's really scary, and we have to be buyer beware.
No, and I totally agree.
Chlorinated tris, what's that?
You know, sorry to interrupt you, Lisa, but I totally agree. And, you know, one of the things for people who are listening and, you know, who might say, oh, my gosh, you know, how can we tell if a product has, you know, fire retardants on it? And before you answer that, Ron and Lisa, I know I'm just going to share a story quickly, is that I remember I went to my chiropractor. This was many years ago, and I believe I love chiropractors. I go all the time. And I remember I was having trouble with my neck and I wanted a pillow. And he had given me at the time a pillow, and I brought it home, and I remember it stank. And this was like, I think I was just starting to get into natural health. And I remember I could not get over the smell. And I brought it back, and I told him, I'm like, I cannot sleep on this. This thing has the worst odor. And at the time, I found out that it was flame retardant. So, you know, I guess other than odor, I have two questions. Other than odor, are there ways to tell if products have flame retardants? And two, what's the legislation on the flame retardants now in products that people are buying?
Okay, well, great question. We're going to get through this quick, and I know Ron wants to give you some good tips at the end. So basically, I'm going to start with mattresses. Mattresses, up till this point, you have to have flame retardant. So it's required by law through all the United States. Every mattress, every crib mattress used to have to meet a smolder, open flame torch test to see how long it would take the mattress to ignite. And so they would put in very toxic chemicals, flame retardant chemicals, to meet that test. And, you know, children and us are being exposed to these chemicals night after night. The only way you could get around that was to get an organic mattress that used wool or something similar as a natural flame retardant. I do want to say that because wool is naturally flame retardant, there are certain materials that are. And that's the only legal way you could get around it because it did still meet the test. But now there's a new law coming into effect. And, Ron, you can talk about that if you want, the new legislation just got passed.
Great news. You know, basically, this was passed in California, but, you know, California law is basically the de facto national standard for furniture. And so starting this year, very good news in January, furniture makers basically are able to sell furniture under a new open flame test that's in place. Because before, it was very difficult to actually get natural materials to live up to that standard because they just would flame quickly. But now it's a smolder test, which means there's a longer ability and we're better able to use materials that are natural and don't have the flame retardant chemicals. So
basically they don't, in order to meet the new test, which is, what is it called, Ron, the TB117? The old one was called TB.
Modified, yeah.
Yeah. And you made a good question, because even though the tag will say this has met the flammability standards, they don't, by law, have to tell you what they used. So that's where consumers are sort of like, wait a minute, what was in here? And they don't have to tell you. So the best way is to stick with natural materials. You know, companies that are letting you know, hey, we used wool or we didn't use chemicals in this. Because now law went into effect just this January, and manufacturers have 1 year to comply. So really starting January of next year, all of the new upholstery will not really be required to have these chemicals. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to use them, because companies can still use harsh chemicals, but they're really not required to meet the standards anymore. So that's really important.
Well, let me give you guys, six tips. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead, Ron. We have about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to run through these quick, because there's several different ways we can get exposure. Okay, number one, you touched upon this slightly, your pillow from the getting the chiropractor, getting that done. So replace your mattress and pillows with basically certified organic materials, like Lisa alluded to. Wool is a natural flame retardant, so that's always a safe bet. Number two, cover or replace the foam seat in your car. So if anything's exposed, you really want to make sure you cover it, because it's the breakup of that material that's actually leaching out the chemical. Number three, minimize your exposure to electronic cases that are basically our cell phones, our iPhones, even the controllers to our TV. You want to cover those because...
Or look for natural cases.
To cover those. Number four, wash your hands frequently as possible. I know this can sound paranoid, but literally polybrominated diphenyl ethers, which is the PBDEs we're talking about, these flame retardants, and specifically... a chlorinated tris, which is from basically the flame retardants, it breaks down, and we basically touch our hands into our mouth, and it's in the household dust. So we want to make sure we're washing our hands.
Now, these chemicals are semi-volatile, so they actually get into the air, and you don't really think about that. You think, oh, they're just staying on the product. Well, no, they actually get into the indoor air. That's why kids are so vulnerable, because they've got their hands on the floor. They're playing on the floor. Then they put their hands in their mouth. And so, obviously, wet mopping and damp dusting is really a good household rule of thumb to really get the dust picked up, not just spreading it around. And even the EPA recommends using HEPA filtration on your vacuum. And of course, it's just great as an air purifier in your home as well.
Exactly.
You guys are the best.
That's a big topic.
Yeah, we have like 10, actually not even, we have about 5 seconds left. Ron, do you want to finish your last tip, and then I'm going to end the show?
Oh, sure. Avoid high-fat foods. I know we don't want to, but unfortunately, they're the richest in HBCD flame retardants. You know, basically, they're fat-binding chemicals. They bind to our human fat, and they can exist in our body for years. So avoid high-fat foods, which might, you know, trap in these chemicals we don't want.
Okay, we love that. I want you guys back on. I want to go into details about each of those tips, by the way. Thank you guys for being on the show, Ron and Lisa. You can visit their website at ronandlisa.com. Follow them on Twitter at Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy. Stay well.